Today is August 7th, 2023. It's 15:24 hours Eastern Daylight Time. Ward Green with you. And Carl Jung said, what we walk away from, shying away from, ostensibly forgetting, is dangerously close to us. And eventually it will return, but with redoubled force. I agree with that. Confucius said, respect yourself, and others will respect you. That is a little bit more debatable, but I want to believe that that's true, certainly. I do want to believe that. Mark Twain, do something every day that you don't want to do. This is the golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain. I think that's excellent advice. Her song for today is from 1991, Tina Turner, called Simply the Best. And Jimmy Roberts plays the saxophone on this. This is recorded using the Beyer MC740N studio condenser microphone, multi-pattern mic set on Omni, using the MacBook Pro, the M1 Max MacBook Pro speakers.
Come to me.
of my favorite songs. I do really believe that. It's just, she gets more beautiful every time I see that. Now, not paragraph, chapter 4. Chapter 4 of Born and Raised is called Daniel as Numerically Internal Endpoints Learned, which spells as an acronym D-A-N-I-E-L, which is just Daniel, it spells. And the psalm quote as the theme of the chapter is from Psalm 19:4 or the Russian 18:5. Into all the earth their measuring line has gone out, and to the extremity of the productive land their utterances. In them he has set a tent for the sun. I was awakened from a most relaxing sleep by the sound of knocking. Who could this possibly be? What nerve! I opened my eyes to see the person knocking, and I was hit by the realization that I was stopped at a traffic light just north of Manotick, and the light was green. This was the result of long hours, together with drives to Manotick to see my wife throughout her final days. My, quote, rude awakening, unquote, had been more a life-saving event. My feelings of anger turned to a grateful thank you. The man outside my window turned back towards my car. He turned back towards his car. How had I allowed myself to push out beyond my limits? This was the fall of 2016, and I really felt Jehovah's presence that day while feeling humbled by his power. In that sleep, my foot had been on the brake, but what if? I reflected briefly on what could have happened. It was just one case of Jehovah's undeserved kindness. I had been under stress dealing with my wife's health. And, of course, dealing with all of the travel back and forth at the same time as I was writing an article at home. But I was dealing with problems at some point, anyway, eventually, problems at the retirement home. And they were never supportive of me. They wanted me to leave. They made that very clear. They wanted me to go away. They didn't want me coming every day. It's sad, very sad that they would treat one of their, what do you call that? One of their, I want to call them inmates. It's almost like, it's so bad in one of these places because they're so stressed and burdened with all the load of all the different, what do we call those people? Retirees? The dwellers in the retirement home? They wanted me to just go away and leave them to look after my wife as if they were more capable than I was of doing that. And they definitely had prejudice towards me because my wife was dying, and by the time I brought her to the retirement home, she was not in healthy condition. Well, what do you expect? She was dying. And they did not lengthen her life one bit. I'm quite confident of that. So, where is this? Which one is it? Yeah, 2025 of Proverbs for today, little children. It is a snare when earthling man has rashly cried out, holy, and after vows he is disposed to make examination. Yes, we shouldn't be too hasty with deciding what we think is holy or even what we think is good, without making adequate investigation regarding that thing or that situation or whatever it is. Okay, now we are going to do the end of Numbers chapter 36. We can't begin 2 Corinthians today, unfortunately. Just don't find any do we? Maybe we can. Yes, I think we can. Yes, we can. Okay, that's good. And the heads of the fathers of the family of the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, proceeded to come near and speak before Moses and the chieftains, the heads of the fathers of the sons of Israel. This is Numbers 36. And say, Jehovah commanded my Lord to give the land in inheritance by lot to the sons of Israel. And my Lord was commanded by Jehovah to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, to his daughters. If any of the sons of the other tribes of the sons of Israel happen to get them as wives, the women's inheritance must also be withdrawn from the inheritance of our fathers and must be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they may come to belong, so that it would be withdrawn from the lot of our inheritance. Now, if the Jubilee takes place for the sons of Israel, the women's inheritance must also be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they may come to belong. So that their inheritance would be withdrawn from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. Then Moses commanded the sons of Israel at the order of Jehovah, saying, the tribe of the sons of Joseph is speaking right. This is the word that Jehovah has commanded for the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, to whom it is good in their eyes, they may become wives. Only it is to the family of the tribe of their fathers that they should become wives, and no inheritance of the sons of Israel should circulate from tribe to tribe, because the sons of Israel should cleave each one to the inheritance of the tribe of his forefathers. And every daughter getting possession of an inheritance out of the tribe of the sons, tribes of the sons of Israel to one of the family of the tribe of her father, she should become a wife, in order that the sons of Israel may get possession each one of the inheritance of his forefathers. And no inheritance should circulate from one tribe to another tribe, because the tribes of the sons of Israel should cleave each to its own inheritance. Just as Jehovah had commanded Moses, that is the way the daughters of Zelophehad did. Accordingly, Mahlah, Tirzah, and Hoglah, and Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, became the wives of the sons of their father's brothers, to some of the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. They became wives, that their inheritance might continue together with the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and the judicial decisions that Jehovah commanded by means of Moses to the sons of Israel on the desert plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. That's the end of Numbers 36, and that's the end of the book of Numbers. Remarkably, we have finished Numbers. We've done now Genesis, Exodus, and Numbers. If you've been following, you've now read the first three books of the Mosaic Law. No, the first four books of the Mosaic Law. Correction. First four books of the Mosaic Law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, you've read along with me, if you've been following along the whole time. That is a good, it's four-fifths of the Torah, or the Law of Moses, which is a good portion of it, certainly. And next we'll be reading the book of Deuteronomy, and that will complete the reading of the Law of Moses, remarkably. So we look forward to that. Now, 1 Corinthians, we were doing 1 Corinthians 16. If we go forward, we get to 2 Corinthians 1. I, Paul. No, he doesn't say I, Paul. It says 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through God's will, and Timothy, our brother, to the congregation of God that is in Corinth. together with all the holy ones who are in all of Achaia. May you have undeserved kindness and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of tender mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those in any sort of tribulation through the comfort with which we ourselves are being comforted by God. For just as the sufferings for the Christ abound in us, so the comfort we get also abounds through the Christ. Now, whether we are in tribulation, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or whether we are being comforted, it is for your comfort that operates to make you endure the same sufferings that we also suffer. And so our hope for you is unwavering, knowing as we do that, just as you are sharers of the sufferings, in the same way you will also share the comfort. For we do not wish you to be ignorant, brothers, about the tribulation that happened to us in the district of Asia, that we were under extreme pressure beyond our strength, so that we were very uncertain even of our lives. In fact, we felt within ourselves that we had received the sentence of death. This was that we might have our trust, not in ourselves, but in the God who raises up the dead. From such a great thing as death, he did rescue us, and will rescue us, and our hope in him. Our hope is in him, that he will also rescue us further. You can also help along by your supplication for us, in order that thanks may be given by many in our behalf for what is kindly given to us due to many prayerful faces. For the thing we boast of is this, to which our conscience bears witness, that with holiness and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but with God's undeserved kindness, we have conducted ourselves in the world, but more especially toward you. For we are really not writing you things except those which you well know or also recognize, and which I hope you will continue to recognize to the end, just as you have also recognized to an extent that we are a cause for you to boast, just as you will also be for us in the day of our Lord Jesus. So with this confidence, I was intending before to come to you, that you might have a second occasion for joy, and after a stopover with you to go to Macedonia and to come back from Macedonia to you and be conducted part way by you to Judea. Well, when I had such an intention, I did not indulge in any lightness, did I? Or what things I purpose, do I purpose them according to the flesh, that with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no? But God can be relied upon that our speech addressed to you is not yes and yet no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, who was preached among you through us, that is, through me and Silvanus and Timothy, did not become yes and yet no, but yes has become yes in his case. For no matter how many the promises of God are, they have become yes by means of him, Christ Jesus. Therefore also through him is the Amen said to God for glory through us. But he who guarantees that you and we belong to Christ, and he who has anointed us, is God. He has also put his seal upon us and has given us the token of what is to come, that is, the Spirit in our hearts. Now I call upon God as a witness against my own soul that it is to spare you that I have not yet come to Corinth. He means his second visit. Not that we are the masters over your faith, but we are fellow workers for your joy, for it is by your faith you are standing. Well, still very dry air in here. I still need to continue to wet my throat, which is water that I'm using. It's which is done using water, which has been boiled after it's being, having been taken out of my well, and it's had Utah Salt Lake salt added to it, as well as Himalayan salt, saline solution. So the saline solutions of both of those salts, Himalayan salt, as well as the salt from Utah Salt Lake, which has had the sodium removed from it. So I need to add the sodium to get the benefit of that. So I get that from Himalayan salt. And I add a very sparing amount of the saline solutions. Of those, just a few drops of the Utah Salt Lake salt, saline, and maybe a half a teaspoon of the Himalayan salt saline to a 10 or 12 ounce glass, okay, of well water, which also is from my well, which also has salt in it, and calcium and all sorts of things. It's because I don't soften my water. So now we have 11 minutes remaining. I'm still suffering. From the root canal, the root of my tooth, I believe, is still getting worse. Eventually it will get worse and worse. Today it's not actually as bad, although, I mean, the pain is not as noticeable, perhaps. And therefore, the crippling of my energy is a little bit less, too. But, I mean, it's still so difficult to do any exercise. But the other thing that's happening is my appetite is being reduced. I have my headache's worse. My appetite's being reduced, which will prevent me from gaining weight. But it's not very good. I have to eat very, very, very highly nutritious food when I do eat. I do have pomegranate juice and blueberry juice, and I have mango juice, which is mainly pear juice, actually. But I also have iced tea, and, well, I make it just from the fridge, not with ice. I have iced tea that I mix with fizzy water from Quebec, and those are the liquids I drink. So, I mean, I'm starting to drink a few other things other than water. That's something that I've realized. There are some healthy drinks. Because, for example, the pomegranate juice is just, it's not too sweet, and it's remarkably delicious and apparently very nutritious, too. But so is blueberry juice, of course. It's just I don't have an unlimited supply of that, perhaps. Not sure yet. It was unavailable the last time I looked, but I have some in stock here. But even when you eat well, there's nothing you can do. The problem with vitamin C, it's good. It helps a lot if you take grams of it at a time, 2 grams, let's say, and then another 2 grams an hour later or a half hour later. But it's a diuretic. And I have a problem holding my water. So if I take vitamin C, it becomes worse. I can't hold my water for longer than half an hour, maybe. But I was able to hold my water today for, I'm not sure if I actually held it for an hour and a half, but I might have. But the thing is, if I were going to an appointment where I had to sit down for a period of more than half an hour, I wouldn't drink any water leading up to it, and I would want to have several hours to void my bladder when I wasn't drinking any water or eating anything either. So I would want to perhaps have an appointment where I could go to the appointment 2 hours early, and I'd be voiding my bladder at home also. But when I got to my appointment, I'd want to spend some time voiding my bladder before I had the appointment. Because another problem is when I get excited, then I have to void my bladder, or I have to pass water, I mean. When I say void my bladder, I'm really saying pass water, because I don't think I can void my bladder with the damage in scar tissue that I have to the outermost valve of my waterworks, or, you know, my bladder discharge water system. The outermost valve of that is very near to the surface of the skin, underneath the genitalia. That's where the valve is located. And you can, I can press on that and have it sometimes change the amount of water or increase it when it's not coming out, for example. But that is one fact. But so it would be useful, though, because I get excited, if we could have any appointment that we do have be one in which there's no, we attempt, that is, to keep the excitement level to absolute minimum. So there's, you know, just, we want to have the most boring appointment ever, because I don't want to get excited during the appointment at all. And normally I don't. When I'm at the, for example, at the dentist, I don't get excited very much, and I'm able to hold my water very well at the dentist usually. So, but another thing that affects my ability or lack of ability to hold water is if the temperature drops suddenly, like we had a recent drop in temperature. It could take several weeks maybe for me to adjust to that. I want to pass water more readily and more frequently when the temperature drops several degrees seasonally, for example, when in the winter it gets colder. That causes problems with the reduces my ability to hold water. But when I do, another point is when I do pass water, it's not without pain either. So I'll have to wear a bladder no matter what. I think at the appointment I've tested out the bladder. I'll do a little a more final design on the bladder so that I'll be more certain that it can't go backwards. You know, the flow must go down into the bladder, which I'll keep inside my trousers, in my sock or near that vicinity of my sock, probably in my sock, to keep it from going any further. But, you know, it takes me a long time to fill up a bladder that's got a liter capacity, so there's no danger of filling the bladder. I don't pass much water at a time, but I don't have any ability to hold the water when I need to go. There's no ability to have any 1 minute or 2 minutes. I need to go right away. So it's, you know, I mean, you can't rely on any amount of time. You know, once I feel the urge, there's no time. So there's no time to put in a temporary filling in that case. There's enough time you could stop and just, so we can stop, and then I can, but I won't be stopping. I'll have to be releasing some of my water into the bladder while keeping the area of my tooth clean, right? Keeping it free of any contamination if we're in the middle of a procedure. So there are a lot of issues there. You know, if we could stop, it's good if I can get up, because I also, that increases my need to pass water is when I stand up, because gravity does its work. So when I'm lying back, it may be that I'll have a longer time when I can hold water. It may well be. Because when I'm in bed, I can hold water. Last night I held water for more than 3 hours in bed, but I was asleep though. And when I'm asleep, it's completely different. But I still in bed sometimes I can't hold it for more than an hour, and other times the 3 hours was the maximum. And last night, the longest I've ever held water in bed was recently anyway, was 6 hours, and that was like a record, or even maybe 6.5 hours. So I can at times hold water, but you can't rely on it. We can't rely on it. Nobody should rely on it. I'm thinking that if I'm relaxed and lying back in a chair to have a procedure done in my mouth, that might possibly enable me to hold my water longer, but it might be better if we attempted to do, you know, more than one session. I don't have a car right now, so I can't go to an appointment just yet. We have to wait until the 15th when my car's hopefully going to be ready. By the 14th, hopefully it will be ready, and then I can organize for the 15th to use my car. So that's it for right now. We have 2 minutes. What else is there to talk about? That's a lot of information, and I realize it's a lot, and there's more. I'm sure there's more. It's a very complex. Well, I could talk about the injury, you know, the injury. The injury was caused by preventing the passing of a liquid out through the valve by very firmly sealing that conduit of the body at a point past the valve. So when the forcible expulsion of liquid was attempted, it was shot back against the valve and damaged the valve, and there was scar tissue later that developed, and it was very painful. Actually, it was done in the heat of passion, and it was done by me, and it was something I shouldn't have done after, obviously, which I realized afterward. But in the heat of passion, you'll do things that you shouldn't do if someone suggests them. So that's something to be aware of for young ones too. If they ever get, when they get past the age of puberty, they can get passions which are uncontrollable, or their actions can be uncontrollable. When somebody suggests that you try something, and it was my idea, but somebody else confirmed it, and then I tried it, and then it damaged the valve, the outermost valve of my system. We're out of time. It's August 7th, 2023. It's a Monday. It's a holiday here in Canada. And it's 15:57 hours Eastern Daylight Time. I'm Ward Green. I love you very much. All of you. And it is now time to say so long for the end of the study today. In my behalf, this is Annie. And let's try and get this. I don't want to knock my water on the floor here. Let's see. I can't get Annie. There, I can't get Annie to not be too white. And there's Dusty saying bye for now.